Star Wars 7x7 episode 3559. There's something new coming on the live experiences front and possibly to a neighborhood near you. Ronto Roasters, which is one of the dining situations in Galaxy's Edge, is going to become a franchise and it is going nationwide. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you too to the patrons who help support the creation and production of this one-man show at patreon.com/SW7X7. So if you've ever been to Galaxy's Edge, you may be familiar with Ronto Roasters, which is a quick service dining establishment within Galaxy's Edge. And if you haven't yet had the pleasure, then apparently you're going to get that option maybe as soon as May of 2026. So we'll cover this in our 7 takeaway breakdown format. We'll start off with what Ronto Roasters is. So it is a quick service dining establishment within Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland and Disney World. And they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In breakfast, they have things like a Ronto morning wrap or a Triple Suns breakfast wrap, eggs and grilled pork sausage, like that's what's included in those things. Then for lunch and dinner, they have your regular Ronto wraps without the eggs, Kyril pork rinds, Andoan fruit with Muja sauce, Zuki wraps, which are basically grilled zucchini. They have menu options that are gluten and wheat allergy friendly, egg, fish, milk, peanut tree, and nut allergy friendly, sesame allergy friendly, soy allergy friendly, like the whole gamut of making sure that everybody is taken care of. They have drinks, you know, which are like, you know, the Coca-Cola ones that they rebranded and put in Arabesh and whatnot. Yeah, so it's Coca-Cola products. And they also have custom drinks like the Tatooine Sunset. And they're also going to have stuff from the milk stand at Galaxy's Edge. So whether you like your blue milk or your green Thalassiren milk, yeah, you'll be able to get that too. For a second takeaway, I'll flag the fact that this was apparently part of the plan all along. So if you dig back into the Galaxy's Edge art book, The Art of Galaxy's Edge, you will actually find design sketches and information interviews with Imagineers where they talk about this concept not just being a one-off thing, that they were designing it as if it was a franchise chain kind of situation. So everything about it could be rubber stamped for all intents and purposes. They could just take that concept and put it anywhere they wanted to, not just within Disney, but anywhere around the world. For a third takeaway, I'll flag the fact that it is already out there in other locations, Ronto Roasters is, in one kind of sense, in the sense that it has already appeared multiple times in canon storytelling. So a couple of the Batuu-based books, Crash of Fate and Black Spire, have featured Ronto Roasters. There's a comic book, the Galaxy's Edge comic book has featured Ronto Roasters, but there have also been a couple of other comic books that have mentioned it as well. In other words, they've already been laying the groundwork for the idea that Ronto Roasters goes beyond Galaxy's Edge and doing it through multiple types of Star Wars canon media storytelling. For a fourth takeaway, and this one I just found was particularly odd and interesting, but it kind of tickled me, so I thought I'd share it. If you remember Kenny Rogers Roasters, and maybe you don't, but maybe you remember the Seinfeld episode where there was a Kenny Rogers Roasters in the neighborhood and the sign was keeping Kramer awake at night and it was driving him crazy. Well, one of the reasons why Disney and Lucasfilm are doing Ronto Roasters as a quick service fast food franchise kind of situation is because the Kenny Rogers Roasters chain had been a casual dining franchise situation and it ultimately failed in the US. They closed their last location in 2011, although it's still thriving in Asia. There are 156 locations in Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, China, Indonesia, India, Brunei, Cambodia, Thailand, and in the United Arab Emirates. That's just kind of nutty to me. But yeah, they apparently looked at what happened with Kenny Rogers Roasters and said, yeah, we can't do a casual dining situation. That's not going to work if we try to franchise this. They had to differentiate by going the quick service route. For a fit takeaway, we'll talk about locations. So apparently we're gonna actually see this starting in 2024. So there are three planned concept locations, if you will, that are gonna open in Texas, Iowa, and Maine on Life Day, November 17th. So that's gonna be fantastic. And then we will see additional locations popping up across the US. The goal apparently is to have 501 locations. They couldn't just do 500, right? It had to be 501. They're gonna have 501 locations up and running, hopefully by May of 2026, in time for the release of the Mandalorian and Grogu movie. Naturally, it's starting to stir up a little commotion about whether any part of the Mandalorian and Grogu is gonna take place on Batuu. Yeah, too early to say, obviously, but yeah, that's the plan for the locations right now. For a six takeaway, if you're hearing this and thinking this sounds really cool and I've thought about owning a franchise business and I love Star Wars, so maybe this is a way to go, well, it is gonna cost you a pretty penny if you wanna get involved. So apparently the initial franchise fee is $15,000. You have to qualify by having $150,000 in net worth, and $100,000 of that has to be in liquid assets. Depending on the location where you want to open your franchise and whether there's already a building there or you have to build something from the ground up, the initial investment could be anywhere from $250,000 to $500,000. And then once you get the place up and running, there is a 12.5% fee that you have to pay back to Disney and Lucasfilm every week. And that is apparently broken down by an 8% royalty fee and a 4.5% advertising cooperative fee. And for a seventh and final takeaway, I just want to wish you a happy April Fool's Day. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.